Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 27th. Jesus shows us how to resist temptation. Jesus did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2:22. Jesus was all alone in the wilderness. He had not eaten for 40 days. He was tired and hungry. Satan saw that Jesus was alone and hungry. Satan wanted to make Jesus sin just once. That way Jesus would not be perfect. Then he could not become the Savior for sinners. "If you are the Son of God, make this stone into bread," said Satan. Jesus had power to do this, but he would not do what Satan said to do to prove that he is God. Instead, Jesus said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread only, but by every word of God." Jesus used God's word to answer Satan's temptation. Satan did not give up. He took Jesus to the top of the temple. "Fall down from this high place. You'll show how God's angels will protect you," said Satan. This was true, but Jesus was not tricked by Satan's temptation. He answered with God's word again. Then Satan took Jesus up on a high mountain so they could see all the cities of the world. "I will give you all this if you will worship me," tempted Satan. "It is written, you should worship the Lord your God and serve only him," answered Jesus. Jesus would not give in to Satan's temptations to sin because Jesus is perfect. Jesus gave us a perfect example of how to resist temptation by remembering God's word. Am I memorizing Bible verses so that I'll know God's word by heart? When I'm tempted to sin, do I follow Jesus' example by remembering God's word and choosing to obey it? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 27th.